been to a ping pong show?
Have I been to a ping pong show? What, were you in one of the ones in Thailand?
No.
I went to one of the ping pong shows in Bangkok. Fuck it, I'd be a, like 21 to love. She had like an amazing serve, but no. What? Any? Yeah.
What's your favourite sexual position?
What's my favourite sexual position? What's that called? Has that got a name? Double birthday here. Daughter, Ruby, student, 21. Dad, Simon, retired landlord, 60. Joint birthday party this Saturday. Fancy it? Well, I'd have to see Ruby. Where's Ruby and Simon? Where are you?
Here.
Hello? I presume that's Simon. If that's Ruby, that's a fucking hard no. So you ran a pub, did you, Simon? What was the pub called? What was the last one?
The Old Spot.
Right. Oh, some people go, oh, that's a good boozer. And you've retired?
Yep.
So what the fuck do you do now? You just go to the pub?
Research.
What, sorry?
Research.
Research.
Research. Research.
Gay.
That genuinely felt like a cry for help. Well, enjoy your retirement. Enjoy your birthday. Happy birthday, you two. Nice to have you here. Oh, we didn't ask. Hang on, I didn't ask Ruby. Ruby, what do you study?
Politics.
Politics? There's a lot of it about. Good fucking luck keeping up. Should have done geography, love. It's getting easier because rising sea levels. History's the worst one, isn't it? More stuff happens every day. We just moved to the UK from the Cayman Islands. What advice do you have for us? By the way, I'm American. Where's the American?
I'm here.
Hi. When you've just moved... Have you just moved to... the Cayman Islands is where I used to keep some of my money. God, I miss it. And what, are you living in Bath?
Cirencester.
What, sorry?
Cirencester.
Cirencester. Okay. Move. And what do you do, my friend?
Retired.
You're retired. You don't sound old.
No.
Can I ask your age?
58.
58? Ooh. He's beating you to the punch, sir. I'd recommend you start drinking in pubs quite heavily. Research, we're calling it.
Excellent.
Fuck it, well, I hope you have a lovely fucking retirement. Why did you pick... So you're living in the sunshine in the Cayman Islands and you thought, do you know what I need? Drizzle. Taxes? This is not the place to be for tax avoidance.
What's the
drugs?
You must take.
What a way to find out you have a speech impediment. Did anyone get any of that? Okay, leave a gap between every word. Let's fucking try it again, soldier. Go on.
What's the best drugs you've taken?
What's the best what?
Drugs.
What's the best drugs you've taken? Apart from coffee. What's the best drugs you've taken apart from coffee? I'm going to guess here, going out on a limb, I'm going to guess your favourite drug is some sort of speed. What are the best drugs you've taken other than coffee? Fuck me. I guess we found a use for you. You can serve as a warning to others.
Spit or swallow?
It depends what I'm doing, sir. If I'm brushing my teeth, the spit. if I'm eating something, I swallow. I've never been to jail, sir. Fucking lunatic. I'm never going to jail. Tax avoidance, not evasion. Big difference. How big's my cock? Well, you know when people say, I've had no complaints? I've had complaints. I have had complaints. Sexually, I've had complaints. I once had a threesome with two WNBA players, very tall ladies, and they accused me of fingering them weirdly. Finish off that mime properly.
Rate my girlfriend out of 10.
Rate your girlfriend out of 10, no problem at all. Can I see what? I'll give her one. I think the term you're looking for there is ex-girlfriend. I think we're all very pleased you made it to the end of that sentence.
There was
sort of a pregnant pause there where we went, "Ah, oh, is the little Riri gonna make it?" And oh, the little engine that could. Well done.
No,
I like to take the piss out of retarded people. That's my number one. What do you do? Where do you drive a forklift? You can't judge a book by its cover. You can tell the fucking price, though, can't you? What do you do, my friend?
Look after dogs.
You look after dogs? I'm so sorry, madam. I apologise. What do you mean you look after dogs?
They come and stay at our house.
They come and stay at your house? Okay. Don't worry, everyone. We're all thinking it. I'll tell him. Your house fucking stinks.
What's your thoughts on childbirth versus getting kicked in the balls?
What's my thoughts on childbirth versus getting kicked in the balls? I think there's infinitely more chance of me being kicked in the balls than me birthing a child. But that's probably just me being old-fashioned. What, in terms of what's the worst pain? Yeah, very few guys get kicked in the balls and sort of 9 months later go, do you know what, I could go for that again. Plenty of people out there with more than one kid, so... I don't know. But people talk about pain thresholds, don't they? What's your name? Come on, you know this. Okay, Charlotte. So, Charlotte, people talk about pain thresholds, and a lot of women think women have got a higher pain threshold than men, right? Do you think that? Yeah, it's bullshit. And I can prove it, Charlotte. I hurt your feelings just by saying that. The most embarrassing moment of my life. I don't know, I don't really get embarrassed. I'm sort of inoculated towards embarrassment very early on in life. I had a larger-than-life Irish mother who was incredibly fucking embarrassing to most people, but I didn't sort of see it, so I don't give a fuck. I don't really get that thing. So, again, like standing on stage, I don't care. It's an odd thing if you've sort of got that. Like I grew up with a mum that she swore all the time and slightly upset the other parents, and yeah, fuck them. She had a thing, it was quite good. She used to say cunt a lot in conversation with other sort of parents and teachers. And if they kind of went, oh, and clutched their pearls, she'd go, well, fuck them. We were never going to be friends with them anyway. I think it's a very fucking smart move. Jimmy, our special occasion is managing to finally get away from our four children for the night. For the first time in months, and no, there definitely will not be a fifth one in 9 months' time. Tracy and Gavin. Where are you, Tracy and Gavin?
Here.
Yeah. Hi, where's Tracy and Gavin?
Here.
How old are the kids?
Oh, they range from 17 down to 6.
17 to 6, and you've had a night off. Can I make a suggestion? Don't go back. Fuck it, just abandon them. Get yourself to the airport, first flight out, fucking gone. Fuck it, thanks so much for coming. I fucking super appreciate it. Good on them. Good on them. Jimmy, do you believe in reincarnation? Emma. Where's Emma? Hi, Emma. Oh, wait, is that Emma there? Hi, Emma. What, up there? Hi, Emma. Do you believe in reincarnation? You do. And did you have a past life, Emma? No idea. Right. Should you not be down here? I think there is life after death, but I think that's just the next generation. Sorry. You must have done something terrible in a past life to come back as someone so gullible. Jimmy, I've brought the sperm bank with me all the way from Leicester just to see you. Her name's Tash, if you want to give her some shit. Where is Tash? Where's Tash?
Over here.
Over. Hi, Tash. Is it short for Natasha or because of? Hi, Tash. What do you do, Tash? You're a buyer. Mainly cum. What? Why has he called you the sperm bank? She doesn't know what you're talking about.
I think she does.
Okay, well, the municipal cum dumpster from Leicester's here, if anyone would care to make a deposit.
Hi.
And what about you, big fella? What do you do?
Sell cars.
You sell cars? So do I, in a manner of speaking. They'll get there. What kind of cars do you sell? Used ones. How long have you guys been together?
5 years.
5 years? And are you married? You should probably get married. Let's face it, mate. You are fucking punching. No offence to you, but you look like a different fucking species.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.